welcome back. Midday show.
I didn't see Hugh's hands go up.
No, I was waiting for
that.
It
was weird.
Come on now. Hugh Douglas?
No, I was looking for something. I was looking for a stat.
He's about to bring the hammer. All right, welcome back. Wow. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys
nervous.
With us.
No. It was about, like, I was looking up, like, if since y'all want to know, I was just curious, like, because we were talking about moving Harper from outfield to the first base. Yeah. From first base to outfield.
Yeah.
And I just asked the Chat GPT?
AI.
Right now, currently, is he a better first baseman or outfielder? And it says,
I wonder what they think or it thinks.
He said, this defense is better at first base than it was at outfield. That's what I was looking at.
I guess I'm not moving Harper there for his defense. I'm moving in there so I can make the lineup better.
Yeah. Also, I don't think he's played a great first base this year. Don Mattingly agreed with that, dude. Now, would he be better there because he's been there for 3 years, right, than going back to the outfield cold? Probably, yes. But I don't care.
We went to the World Series with Castellanos,
Brandon
Marsh, Schwarber, and Hoskins
at first. You have some history of still being, not that great in outfield and still being an effective team, so yeah.
Yeah, they need a bat.
They had a horrendous defense, but you make up for those deficiencies with good pitching and hitting.
Yes, you do. All right, speaking of winning, so, we need to have a discussion here that we have danced around, I was going to say for a week or two, we've actually danced around this for years. I actually think we dance around this as a fan base, as a radio station, because it becomes the backdrop of all these conversations. So, Jalen Hurts, top 11, he made it on the top 11 list this week. And, we've discussed different things about Jalen over the past couple of weeks, his future, all that kind of stuff. You had the Rocky analogy and all that. But one thing that always seems to come up in the Jalen Hurts conversation, like we will start a conversation, right? And we'll have our great listeners and callers jump in. And inevitably, it's there every time, is it comes back to, well, he wins, right? They win with him. He wins. He's a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it is fair to categorize Jalen Hurts as a winner because he's been part of a lot of wins for a lot of years at a lot of teams, programs, all that. He plays winning football. But there is something that I've always, and this is not just a Jalen thing, I've always been uncomfortable with, and that is assigning wins to quarterbacks. Specifically, are wins a quarterback stat? You go to Pro Football Reference, and it does have wins and losses next to their name, right? It's just like completion percentage and yards and touchdowns and all that. It has wins and losses. I don't think they're a quarterback stat. I think we've gone too far with it because I have seen too many games over so many years as a fan where the quarterback doesn't play well and his team wins. And I have seen just as many the other side where the quarterback plays great and his team loses. And it just has never felt fully right to me that we just assign wins and losses to the quarterback. Let me give you a few examples, and then I'm curious your take on this. Someone as Hugh's played with a lot of quarterbacks and played against a lot of quarterbacks. So I wrote down four different games. And three of them are on one side of a ledger, one's on its own side. Three games. One of them is 15 to 22 for 101 yards passing.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is 14 of 21, 108 yards passing. Another one is 14 of 28, 135 yards passing. Just without knowing anything else, you'd say none of those three games are very prolific or even good.
Mm-hmm.
They're all wins by Jalen Hurts. And then I wrote down on the other side, 27 of 38, 304 yards passing, over 70 yards rushing, four total touchdowns. Dominant, prolific, excellent effort in a loss, and that was Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
No one would say he played like a losing player that day. To me, he doesn't deserve an L next to his name. He played great in Super Bowl 57. He lost because his defense. I don't think wins are quarterback stat. I think they're a team stat, and if I assign them to anyone, to me, they're a head coach stat. Head coaches get defined, but to me, on wins and losses more than and they do anything else. I don't think wins are a quarterback stat. It always comes up in the Jalen thing. Hugh, where do you come down on wins as a quarterback stat?
Oh, it's most definitely a quarterback stat. And you know what? While you were sitting there talking, you know what the thing I thought about was the Baltimore Ravens, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought about that vaunted defense that they had that year that they won the Super Bowl when they had like Sam Adams, it was a Tony Siragusa and all those other guys.
Lewis,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great team.
And I remember how good that defense was that year. But you know what? And you know what? They probably were the only ones, because I was about to say they couldn't score points, but they did. They helped their offense. But at the end of the day, that offense that went out there, if they don't score the points that they scored, I don't give a damn how well that defense played, they're not going to win that game. They did just enough to win those games. And I know that Trent Dilfer, does not get the accolades that he should. Well, I'm not going to say he should because he shouldn't, because that defense was just lights out that year. But the bottom line is this. He was the quarterback of that football team that year that they won.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not going to give him, you know, props or anything, because that defense was one of the better defenses. That defense has been compared to the 85 Bears.
It's the best one I've ever seen.
But
I didn't see 85
Bears. The reality is this. That if that offense doesn't do what it does, they don't win that Super Bowl. And you know what I also thought about when I think about this? It's the more that we talk about the winning is not a quarterback stat, to me that sounds more like it's so we can win arguments. Not saying in this setting, but it's because we have gotten to the point where the quarterback play has changed so much. Because back in the day, it was sitting in the pocket. It was winning by throwing the ball,
mm-hmm.
and that was the measure of the quarterback. That was his stats. But the game has evolved so much. The quarterback position has become so athletic
mm-hmm.
that now you have to measure it in different ways. And for some people, they cannot quantify that because they're stuck in that past thought process of if you're not throwing for 500 yards a game and if you're not throwing this many touchdowns, then you're not as valuable. But – we've always been told, as a former player, that that's the most important position on the field. And when you have a guy back there, he might not have those old school intangibles that you want in your quarterback, like the strong arm or the statuesque body or anything like that. But they find ways to win games. I remember when who was it? Flynn, the guy that was at Green Bay that got traded to Seattle,
Matt Flynn. Yeah.
And I remember when he was paid all that money.
And then Russ came in and took the job.
And Matt Flynn was a better quarterback. He had a better resume at that time. But Russell Wilson had those intangibles that were you couldn't quantify.
Yeah.
I remember, I'll never forget who the guy was, but somebody kept texting me, and he was like, dude, this guy Russell is going to be the starter, I'm telling you. And I'll never forget that. And Russell became the starter.
Mm-hmm. He was good, yeah.
Yes, and that's where the evolution of the quarterback came. When you start seeing guys like that were winning with their legs, that didn't have the strongest arm, weren't the biggest guys, but they were still winning. So now the conversation starts to shift because he doesn't fit the mold of the typical quarterback. Now, in order to win arguments or justify the way you're thinking about it because he's not that guy, it feels like that's when you started to try to take away the wins from the quarterback.
But that's why I use the same person, because to me it's just how you play. Like I think we overcomplicate this. If the quarterback plays great, the quarterback plays great. If the quarterback doesn't, they doesn't. Like, I've seen Jalen Hurts play poorly and they win the game. I mean, we watched it for the entire season this year.
Mm-hmm.
He played poorly in the Buffalo game. They won. He played poorly in games. He played poorly in the Kansas City game. They won. I've also seen the same guy, not a different guy, Jalen Hurts, play excellent football. His team lost. So I don't put an L next to his name. Like, Super Bowl 57. I haven't talked to one person in 4 years that says, he played losing football that night. No, he didn't. You can make the case he was the best player on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost. So like, when it's the same person, that's where I can't rectify. I just can't do it. Like, to me, if he plays great and they lose, I don't give him an L. And if he plays bad and they win, I don't say Jalen won that game. No. The team won the game or the team lost the game. I just think wins are a team thing.
But
there's
players. Where it, like, for me, it's never been like that. That's why I said it feels to me like that's to justify the way you're feeling about how it happened. Now, there's been games where the game's been ugly.
But is
there's
it right just because you haven't felt like,
no,
does it really make sense?
It's never, the way you're thinking doesn't make any sense to me.
But let's go back. Super Bowl 57, Eagles and Chiefs. Jalen played great. Do we all agree with that?
Yes.
They lost.
Yeah.
So he's,
but he still played great. And if he would have won that game, he'd have played great.
Right, that's my whole point. So that's why the wins and losses, I don't need that. He played great. Why do I need to assign a win to feel good about it?
You know what? This is exactly what I'm talking about. You're splitting hairs because, to me, he's the quarterback of the squad.
Right.
Now, and he's the most important guy on the squad, right?
And he did everything he could, and they still lost.
And if they don't score points, we don't win the game, regardless to what the defense does.
Our job. He did everything he could, and they lost because his defense couldn't get off the field.
Okay, but our job. Okay, so you blame that one on the defense. In my mind,
yes.
Joe, That's the defense's fault.
Right, but in your logic, you give him an L. If quarterbacks are if wins are a quarterback stat, losses have to. There's a win and a loss every game, right?
Okay, so he gets the loss.
I don't give a loss.
What you mean? What's the problem?
It doesn't feel fair because the defense lost the game.
You know why? Yeah. How many times have we heard he didn't do enough to win the game? That's on the quarterback, especially when you get the ball last.
But he did do enough to win that game.
This is where we are not going to agree, and no matter what I say, you're not going to understand.
It just doesn't feel fair. It doesn't feel fair.
It's about the way the game has been played forever, or the way that I think about the game. Because as a defender, if I'm on the field in that moment, if Jalen has thrown four touchdowns and the ball is on me, then I didn't do my job, so that's on me.
But you just said wins are a quarterback stat.
If I can't get the quarterback back the ball.
Yeah.
And give him a chance to win, then that's on me as a defender.
But by your logic, you say the quarterback gets an L when you can't give him the ball back. It doesn't make sense. Like, when you were playing with Donovan, and if your defense had a bad day, Donovan lost? No, you guys lost. To me, it works both ways.
See, you're muddy in the water.
I'm not. If a quarterback wins,
explain to me how is it that if the quarterback doesn't win, it's the team win. I mean, how does that work for you?
Because if the quarterback plays well and you lose, it's a team loss.
And like I said yesterday, to me it feels like, especially when we have this conversation about Jalen Hurts, that's when we start to split the hairs. And to me, as a former player, it don't work like
but
that.
But I'm just asking you how it makes sense when
it does.
I know your logic makes sense. I'm trying to lay out what is real. Jalen has had games. Let's use the Buffalo game this year, right? Mm-hmm. He didn't play well in Buffalo. Let's just call it for what it is. They didn't have a completion in the second half. It was a really, really tough game for the offense. He won. So he gets a win for that. But Super Bowl 57, maybe the greatest game of his career when you really think about the moment and the game and what Mahomes was doing on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
He was brilliant. And I'm supposed to call him a loser for that day and a winner for the Buffalo game? It's preposterous.
You know what, Joe? I hate to do it like this, but this is the only recourse that you've left me. There's not a person that has played this game that does not feel the way that I do, because that's the way you've been wired to play the game. It's on the quarterback.
So it's the quarterback's fault when you lost.
What you talking about? What you talking about? When? When you talking about in the Super Bowl?
No, when.
Or when you when we lost the game? If we were on the field last,
yeah.
Then and we couldn't get him back the ball. Yes, that's us.
If he had the ball last and you had given up, you brought up your playing days. I'm curious. If you gave up 30 and it was
on us. That's on the
defense. Not what you're saying, Hugh. You're saying it's on the quarterback, win or lose. You're telling us that.
No,
so then I'm saying to you.
You started this conversation and you asked me.
Yes.
Is winning a quarterback stat?
Yes.
And then you started to muddy the waters talking about, well, if he loses this. No, Joe, if the quarterback wins the game, if the quarterback gets a W, it's on him. Bottom line.
So you,
anything else outside
you?
Of that, it's on. If we lose, if they get more, score more points than us, then it's on the defense. That's the logic in the game. That's how it works for me as a defender.
It sounds like the water is muddy already.
No, you're muddy in the water because for y'all trying to justify your argument in your stance on Jalen Hurts, because that's what we're talking about.
Because
Jalen Hurts, at the end of the day, Jalen Hurts is a winner. And like I stated yesterday, Jalen Hurts has outplayed his peers, the guys that he was drafted with. He's accomplished more than them.
You're not outplayed. Accomplished.
Yes, he's accomplished more. Outplayed, yes. Accomplished, whatever you want to say.
Forget Jalen for a second. Ben Roethlisberger's first Super Bowl, you might as well have taken a guy out of the crowd to play. That's how bad Ben was that day. Ben won that game.
Was Ben the quarterback?
Yeah, but
did he hoist the Lombardi?
He was terrible.
He was the quarterback of the team. That's how it works.
It's not.
It doesn't work that way for you, Joe, but it tracks for me.
Well, let's see what people think. 215-592-9494. Are wins a quarterback set? We've gone too far with that. It doesn't really explain the game.
No, you know what we've gone too far with? If you want to be honest, we've gone too far with trying to diminish what Jalen Hurts has brought to the table since he's been here in Philadelphia.
I just said Ben Roethlisberger. I said
Trent Dilfer. And I'm bringing it back to Jalen because we're in Philadelphia.
But
we've gone too far.
I think you're
with
totally
how
wrong.
We try to diminish what Jalen Hurts has brought to the
guilty
table.
Guilty of that too?
Can I take a time out? I started this by saying I thought Jalen Hurts was brilliant. insert Bowl 57.
No, but this is the gist of this conversation. This is the gist of the conversation that we're having.
I'm trying to get a full sentence out. I'm saying if he was brilliant in Super Bowl 57, by your logic, he was the loser in that game. He doesn't, because quarterback wins and losses, I have to call him a loser for that game. You have every game as a winner and loser. To me, it's not
okay,
fair.
Okay, Joe, since he got the fumble, he was a loser in that game. But
more than the defense who got rocked by Mahomes?
But like
come
I said,
on.
When you talk about, because that's the gist of the conversation we have. You're trying to do all this word playing stuff. The bottom line is this. For me and Jalen Hurts, and when I talk about Jalen Hurts, he's accomplished more than any other quarterback in his draft class.
I don't know what that has to do with the conversation.
Because you're the one that wanted to go here, Joe, so we're here now.
No, but
we're here.
What you're doing is not listening, and you're now—
No, I'm listening because—
I don't think you are, because you're painting me as diminishing Jalen Hurts. I'm trying to give
that's
him—
that's what it sounds like.
I'm trying to give him credit for the best game he's ever played.
But I'm trying to tell you how it works. No, and that's how it works for me.
Well, that's your opinion. Okay,
let's see what the people say.
We can, but you don't get to decide how it works.
215-592-9494.
You get to decide your opinion. I get to decide mine. There's no rules on this. This is how it works. It's our opinion on sports.
Okay, that's fine. And you can have. And my opinion is, it's on. If Jalen wins the game, Jalen gets the accolades for winning that game because he was the quarterback.
Well, and that's fine. But what I can't reconcile is the opposite. When he actually plays great and they lose, I don't blame him. That's why it's frustrating. You say I'm trying to diminish him. I'm not. I'm actually taking the toughest night of his career when they lost the Super Bowl, right? And he walked off the field and it was the Chiefs confetti. And I'm saying that wasn't his fault. I don't say loser to that. I say that was a winning effort. So, but by that same logic, on the other side, when I know he didn't play well, like in the Buffalo game this year, I don't say he's a winner. Like, he didn't play well that night. The team happened to win the game. So, like, it's not fair to me when you say I try to diminish him. I'm saying the toughest moment of his career, I thought he played great football.
Life isn't fair.
Right.
And the bottom line is this. When a quarterback wins, when we talk about Tom Brady, we don't talk about Tom Brady losses. We don't talk about him losing to the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Well, I think we should.
We talk about Tom Brady's accolades and how well he played in games, even when he doesn't play that well. You know what's funny? Tom Brady, for the first three Super Bowls that he was in,
right?
Nobody talks about the fact that was defense aided, because that's not the conversation. The conversation is always Tom Brady's the GOAT. I remember being in the station when I first got here. When I first started working at the station, I said, oh, the defense is helping him. People had a fit. Oh, what
you
are you talking about?
You were right.
Nobody wanted to hear that.
But you were right,
Hugh. But nobody wants to hear that. But now, in this day and age, when you have the defense that plays well, and we say, well, oh, Jalen did this and that. Oh, well, no, it's the defense.
I disagree.
That's where I draw the line, because it's always been like that. It's always been the quarterback gets the accolades. And all of a sudden now, it's not like
totally
that.
Disagree. Tom Brady, in the beginning of time, you were right, by the way. The beginning of Tom Brady's career, there were still debates who was better, him or Manning. Until Tom Brady started to play it at MVP level, no one put him in that conversation. Then they kept winning, and he became an MVP level player, and he zoomed past Manning. I remember those debates. I thought it. Manning's better, because Tom Brady was putting up pedestrian numbers. Once Tom started to explode as a player, then he got the accolades.
And you know what?
I think you were right. I was here to have that conversation with you, because I would agree with you.
And you know what? You know what all of this is going to do this year for Jalen? Jalen's now, because he has accomplished so much in his career, and now he's in a position where he has to do somewhat what Tom Brady's done, because that's where Jalen is. Jalen's at a crossroads right now. There's no question about that. Jalen's at a crossroads with this new offensive coordinator, this new offense, and he has to prove that it wasn't just about him. Jalen is the most polarizing quarterback in the NFL today, because I was listening to some people talk about him yesterday, and the unfortunate thing about having this conversation about Jalen, it's either you're on one side or the other, but this year is going to tell you everything that you need to know about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, to me, it doesn't have to be one side or the other. When he plays, well, use any quarterback. I mean, this is not just a Jalen conversation. We talk about wins, the quarterback stat always, right? Forever. Like, I never got it. If you play well, you play well. If you don't play well, you don't play well. How the team ends up doing, to me, that's put way too much on the quarterback, good or bad.
Yeah, but that for me, coming into the NFL and playing like that, that was never a bigger argument than it has
been. It's surprising
now
to me you feel this way, because
Because
there had to be games where you and your defense played well and you lost.
Never thought about it that way.
But there had to be, right? Because, I'm sure there were. I mean, you played with some bad quarterbacks and you played with Donovan, who was an excellent one.
But never thought about it. You thought about. You think about, because it's
but why
funny.
Should he get the credit? Why should any quarterback, Detmer, Peterson, whoever you play with, McNabb, right? Who was in Jacksonville that year?
Who was it? Mark Brunell.
Brunell,
like, and then it was, David Garrard.
It's just crazy to me. And I, for you as a high-level defender, like if you hold the team to 9 points and any of those quarterbacks pick them out, score 10, and stink it up for 3 hours, why they get a win, that doesn't make
any
sense.
Because he's the most important player on the field.
I get it.
And when you talk about the NFL's nutshell, the fact that we're sitting around here talking about a quarterback trying to put ourselves, or teams trying to put themselves in position to get a guy that openly gambled on teams should tell you everything you need to know about the NFL.
Well, but they're not trying to get him because he's a winner, Hugh. He just lost 5 out of his last 6 games. They're getting him because he can play.
They're getting him because he's talented, right?
Yes.
And he can help their team win. They feel like if they get this guy, like if the Jets, sure. are bidding on this guy,
sure.
because if they get that guy, that they feel like they're going to put themselves in a better position to win.
Right.
The Jets traded away 2 Pro Bowl defenders trying to put themselves in position to get a quarterback.
But they're not getting him because of his win and loss record.
No,
they're getting
him
because he can throw.
They're getting him because he's the most important guy on a football team.
That we're not arguing. I mean, I'm with you on
that. And so that's why, for me, when you talk about having the most important guy, whether or not he's throwing it for 500 yards or he's running for 200 yards and winning, he gets all the accolades because he's the most important. We have been conditioned to feel like he's the most important guy on the field.
I agree with you on that.
And if he doesn't get the job done, then you have nothing.
I agree, but it's just my perception or my take on this is it's wrong. We put way too much wins and loss on the quarterback.
And
it's a team.
Life isn't fair.
Right, but you don't have to just agree with things because that's the way everything goes. Like, I don't agree with this.
And that's fine.
Yeah, and this is not just about Jalen. It's about, again, I've seen Jalen play great and lose the game. Not his fault. I've seen Jalen play not good and win the game. He didn't win the game. That's the team. To me, it's a team. 53 players. There's 22 on the field at once. It's a team game. 215-592-9494. Your take on that? Because we've danced around this debate for a long time. Are wins a quarterback stat? I don't think they are. Your take on that? We'll get to top 11 yesterday where Bryce Harper came down on this whole thing. I think it's too high. And the Phillies. Is this a World Series team? Are you in or you're out on the Phillies as a World Series team? Plus Father's Day gifts, midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Ball is at the Eagles 48. Hurts looks. He starts to run. He fumbles the football. And it is recovered by the Chiefs. And running all the way in for a touchdown, it is Nick Bolton.
Yep.
There's the biggest mistake of a game.
You cannot have turnovers in this type of game. He mishandles the football.
And that's how this game could change.
Merrill felt that right there. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio. Maybe the only mistake Jalen Hurts made that particular night in Arizona. He was awesome, but the Eagles lost that one. They won it 2 years later. He was awesome in that game, too. 215-592-9494. All right, let's have the discussion. Our wins a quarterback stat. I mean, we've danced around this. I mean, it really kind of feels like the central thing that just undercuts the whole Jalen Hurts conversation for years here. Where do you come down? Not just Jalen, but just in general. Wins a quarterback stat. Of course, the Phillies here with yesterday's loss to the Mets. Are you in or you're out of them as a World Series team? All right, before we go to the phones here, we got caught up. Kyle, your take on wins as a QB stat.
Are you sure you want my take?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. It's going to annoy you. It's probably going to annoy you.
Oh, good.
It's going to annoy everybody listening.
We'll band together.
Yeah.
If you annoyed you.
I guess, like, I just don't think it's as black and white as you guys make it seem. Like, I think it depends. I think it depends who you are.
What do you
I
mean?
I really
by
do.
That?
Like, are you the engine that drives, like, over a very long period of time, right? You can usually see, if you look at a list of all time wins leaders at quarterback, you know, the top, like, 7 or 8 are, like, the all time greats. But you know what else you see next to those names? You see MVPs.
Yeah.
You see things like that, like individual accolades that show that you are the driving force behind why your team wins. Like, we do this on a smaller scale with individual games, right? Like, we come out of a game where, say, just for instance, Adoree Jackson's getting cooked up and down the field. He's letting up 150 yards, 3 touchdowns, right? But Zach Bond has three picks and a forced fumble. And, you know, like, we're going after the game. That's the Zach Bond game. That's the Zach Bond game. And but nobody's given the win credit to Adoree Jackson, who got cooked. Like, you know it when you see it almost, right? And I don't think that it's just as blanket as you guys are making it seem. We used to do this with pitching wins all the time.
That's a good point. And then we stopped because we realized it was flawed.
Because it's not like pitchers aren't going deep into games anymore. Starting pitchers are very rarely the case nowadays. The driving force, like going all nine innings behind while you're so we sort of got that out of our vocabulary. I think once over a long period of time, you show that you are the catalyst. You're winning with multiple different iterations of the roster, whether it's a different defense or, you know, fewer weapons or a new coach, whatever, then I think it starts to become more clear. So all that's just to say, not for everybody, but for some, there's, I think, some exceptions that you can say that wins are a quarterback stat for.
I think that's fair.
Circumstantial, you're saying.
I think that's fair, and I think that we are at the crossroads when it comes to Jalen right now. And I feel like this year is going to tell a lot about exactly what you're talking about. Because since Jalen has been the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, it's been polarizing. And there's been players that are playing right now that feel like he has benefited tremendously from the roster that he is playing on. And I'll say to those guys, I don't know any NFL team out there, all 32, that are not trying to strengthen their roster and put better talent around anybody that they play with. You know, you talk about it even on the defensive side of the ball. You hear about teams going out and getting one and two guys. We're sitting here talking about getting Max Crosby to pair with the guy, Grenard, that we got from Minnesota and to make the defense better. So, to me, that's just the argument that people have just for the sake of arguing. Yeah. No disrespect, but it's Jalen's being penalized. But Jalen's being penalized because Howie has done a tremendous job of putting talent around him. Now, to your point, the watershed moment, the coming to Jesus moment for Jalen is going to be AJ is gone.
Well, sure. Right. So
and now he has to step up.
And to make this about Jalen, I'm not even saying like there's no, like I can change my tune on, you know, Jalen goes out there with no AJ Brown. Finally, like an entirely new offense, right? Because the reality of Jalen is he's been in the same offense, different play callers, yes, but it's been the same offense for years, right? They're switching that. Jalen takes this thing on. He goes, you know, plays to an MVP level. No AJ Brown, and he really looks like the engine that's driving this team.
Right. Like at 22. In 22, he did that.
Exactly. I think it would make more sense to me to attribute wins to him in that way. But like, I think really what we're boiling this discussion down to is because this is about 2024, because we do the Super Bowl MVP versus how good the team was.
Yeah.
Chicken or the egg, right, basically.
Sure. I don't think in 2024 that he was the engine of the team.
He wasn't.
I know it's not like me taking a hard stance one way or the other. I really think it depends.
I just feel like I've seen, and move Jalen out for a second. I've seen too many examples of great quarterbacks have losing seasons because their team stunk. And I've seen too many examples of mediocre quarterbacks, or good ones, have great seasons because their team was good. Like, Joe Flacco has a lot of wins. Joe Flacco was pretty good for his Baltimore days. He wasn't great. Who's better, Matthew Stafford or Joe Flacco? Not even close. Matthew Stafford, all he did is lose in Detroit. That's why, like, the wins thing has never made sense. It just feels like it's too... Before I go to the phones, I'll go back to Jalen. And you might think this is crazy. I mean this. Let's live in a world for hypothetical. The Eagles' defense has a rash of injuries this year. They are not good. Jalen Hurts plays great football, and they go 7-10.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be more willing and excited to bring him back and pay him if he does that rather than they go 12-5 and
he
plays like last year. And that's, to me, that's why wins and losses.
The devil's in the details.
Right. So, like, it's not just because I think some people might say 12 wins, got to bring him back. If he doesn't play well, I don't want to bring him back. But if he plays great and they happen to lose 10 games and it's not his fault, I'm not going to sit here and call him a loser. I'm going to say, bring him back. He's evolving.
The best use of wins as a quarterback stat, I think, is almost like a tiebreaker in a way. If you have your Manning or your Brady.
Brady kept winning.
And you think that they're comparable.
Yeah. Brady kept winning.
Then Brady has the wins, right? Like, I think it's fair to do that. But I don't, like, when it's so obvious that one guy is a better player or better individual player, more talented than the other, and it's not comparable in that field, then the wins do nothing for me. They just don't.
It just feels like we use wins when it's not impressive, and we don't acknowledge when a guy plays well and he loses.
Well, and I'm going to make this about Jalen again. The wins with Jalen thing is really the only thing people have.
Well, that's probably why it's been so strong.
That's why it's sensitive.
And since the last few years, at least, because he has played great in the past. Slick Rick in West Philly's up. Slick Rick.
Fellas.
Slick Rick. What's up?
First of all, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Let's see.
What the deal is, my man. Joe, listen, you my guy also. However, today, I don't know whether you're going down the shore or whatever, man, but have a good weekend because you're delusional on this one, man.
Okay, tell me why. Tell me why.
And allow me to tell you why. Because just what you just said out of your mouth just now when you were saying about, all right, God forbid they have injuries on the defensive side and they go 7-10, but Jalen plays good. At the end of the day, man, the bottom line is winning games, man.
Sure, for the team. But Jalen's one guy. He's just one guy.
But he's the main guy.
Sure.
He's the main guy, man. He's going to be the person that either drives or wrecks the train. You understand? He's a conductor, man. Like, good, bad, and different. The fact remains is, all right, if he has a turnover, Hugh knows like I do. If a quarterback turns the ball over and then the defense is back out on the field and they're in the red zone, it's like, yo, like, that's bad. Versus them, I threw a pick in the end zone. Yeah, we should have had a touchdown, but at least I give my defense a chance. Because I played semi-pro ball, all right? Never NFL, never had dreams of that. However, I've been there. I've laced them up. I put the helmet on. First of all, you're only as good as your offensive line, A. And the bottom line is winning the game, man. Like, you're overanalyzing the situation.
No, I don't think I am. It's like, I just think it's unfair. If Jalen plays great and we all see it with our eyes, like, did you think he was a loser in the first Super Bowl?
He played phenomenal. I think he should have been MVP, honestly, my opinion.
So then you're with me. So it's not about the win and the loss. It's about how he played. Your evaluation of him was how he played. You didn't knock him because they didn't win the game.
No. See, you're changing the whole. Hold on.
I'm not
you're
changing.
You're going
it.
For one game. It's the Super Bowl and it's one game.
Right.
But you're over magnifying that one game. I'm going on a whole season.
Right, but what if the whole season? But extrapolate it. What if the whole season looked like that Super Bowl where he played like that, but they lose? How am I saying he's not good? Like, I would sit here and say he's great. I wouldn't make it about wins and losses. That's my thing.
So I just have a quick question for you, Joe. This is directly for you.
Okay.
So you're basing Jalen Hurts' contract on his performance.
Yes!
It doesn't matter, dude. Let's just exaggerate.
Yes! We did it! We found it! I'm basing my evaluation on Jalen Hurts on his performance. Why am I speaking different language?
And he has won.
No. That's not what Slick Rick said or I said. His performance. Not the win and the loss. Performance.
But see, Joe, this is the thing. This is where I think we're splitting hairs. Because you might not like the way that Jalen's getting it done, right? It might not look traditional, right? But he's getting it done.
The team is.
See, that's the thing.
No, but I just answered Slick Rick's question.
But that's where we're at impasse.
So let me ask you then. If my scenario I painted, defense has a rash of injuries. Jalen plays at an impeccable level. We all say, come in every Monday, we say, Jalen played great, Jalen played great.
Saying,
and they
Joe,
lose. You're going to say move on because he's a losing quarterback?
I hear what you're saying, Joe. But
Dalton Tom.
Do you think that, okay, I'm going to ask you this question. The year they went to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Do you think Tanner McKee could have gotten us to the Super Bowl with the team we had?
Probably like not.
San Diego told us we'd have been the one seed.
So, I don't think so.
Okay, so that within itself right there makes Jalen different because he was able to, it does,
no,
Joe.
But
these are one of those unquantifiable things that I'm trying to tell you about on a daily basis.
Okay, but you're comparing Jalen Hurts to a sixth-round backup, not the rest of the starting quarterbacks.
Jalen,
he's obviously better than Tanner McKee.
The year, when did Jalen go to the Super Bowl? Second year, third year in the league?
Second as a starter.
Third year in the league.
Second as a starter.
He was great that year.
Okay, that second as a starter. Do you think if Tanner McKee was here, he could have got y'all to the Super Bowl?
I'm not understanding why we're comparing him to a backup quarterback of playing well.
But what I'm telling you, what I'm saying is this. Jalen in his second year as a starter
right,
had the moxie, whatever it was,
yeah,
to get you to the Super Bowl.
He played great that year.
I loved him that season. He played great.
So that's what we're talking. Like, that's why Jalen is revered the way that he's revered.
But that year he played better.
Joe, but the bottom line is this. Did he play like a Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or anybody like that? Was his numbers comparable?
Runner-up MVP? No,
he was runner-up MVP. You know what his numbers were comparable to? Because I know this.
Nah, Hugh.
They were comparable to Marcus Mariota's numbers.
Hugh, you're wrong on this.
Well, Joe, you go look at stats.
I tried to explain this to you. That he was throwing touchdowns at a...
Go look at his stats, Joe.
Hugh, because they were up 28-0 in the second quarter, so they pulled back.
The bottom line is... When you look, go anybody that's listening to this show, go look at Jalen Hurts' stats the year they went to the Super Bowl, and look at Marcus Mariota's stats.
You're
game for game.
His numbers. You're diminishing his numbers.
No, I'm not diminishing.
He was on pace for 5,000 yards of offense.
This is what I'm trying to tell you, Joe.
Okay.
Is that Marcus Mariota had damn near the same statistical season as Jalen, but Jalen went to the Super Bowl because Jalen was different. No, that's what Jalen is different.
Jalen played better football. That he was on pace for 5,000 yards of offense.
Why is he different? We like him.
I don't understand what you're talking about. The Jalen that played in 22 was second in MVP voting.
Okay, did you look at the stats?
I remember them. I watched it. I was here the whole time.
Because he was only throwing for like 30. He probably didn't throw over 30 times a game.
It's frustrating to me. You're not listening to me.
I am listening to you, Joe.
Hugh, you're a football player. You always like tell us that, right? If you're up 30-0, you're not throwing in the second half.
But we're trying to sit here and we're talking about Jalen's numbers and his performance. If you go look at the stats, his performance per game was about the same as Marcus Mariota.
Why was it like that?
No, that ain't. I'm not talking about the why. I'm telling you what.
That's the whole point of all these conversations.
Well, okay. Doesn't this just illustrate that stats need context to them?
No, it needs context for you. It doesn't have to have context for me.
Why?
He's a winner. Bottom line, he won the game.
Well, He did it any way he could do it.
He won the game.
It's
not a problem for me. It's a problem for you. It's not a problem for me.
Well, it's a problem for the sake of the conversation because that doesn't because we can't have a discussion off of that.
Because you want to feel comfortable in your position in this conversation. I'm okay with Jalen winning the way he's been winning because he's made it clear.
You were talking about Dalton coming in this year.
I said he has to prove it this year because he's going into his
right. So his performance matters.
It matters this year. Of course it does.
But they just won 11 games last year.
But what we try to do here, we try to diminish everything he's accomplished.
No,
Why are we making this about diminishing?
Time out. The only person diminishing Jalen in this segment is you by comparing to Marcus Mariota.
No, I'm telling you what the stats say because we like to use stats on this show.
No, because the stats are misleading. You can't disagree with this. If you were up 28-0 in the second quarter because your quarterback has dominated, you're going to pull back throwing the ball. Would you agree with that very simple baseline?
Okay, fine.
Yes.
Joe,
so
fine.
You cannot compare it to a losing team.
I can compare it when you're talking about stats. When I sit here and say Jalen statistically had a better year last year than the year before, the first thing you say, you can't compare because it's not the same thing. I'm doing the same thing that you do on a daily basis.
No, you're not.
Okay. Okay.
But you're not.
Okay.
Because you've chosen to use certain stats, and then we're talking about others.
Like, you do the same thing.
It's an illogical point to say he's close to Mariota. It doesn't matter.
Joe, I said he had the same season that Mariota had, and Mariota was losing.
He did not.
The year they went to the Super Bowl.
I have Mariota threw for 2,000 yards that year. He stunk.
Hugh,
what was his stats game by game?
He had a 61% completion percentage.
You know what? The stats, he was throwing the ball at the same clip as Marcus Mariota was going.
9 interceptions.
And he was throwing the clip that Marcus Mariota was throwing.
Doesn't this hurt your point?
No, it does not hurt my point. Okay. The bottom line is you're making the stats seem, you use stats to make it seem like whatever you want to make it seem, but Jalen Hurts
trying to put context to the numbers.
Okay, that's fine. No, you know what? It's cool.
I don't understand. I'm trying to have a conversation. I don't get it. We all watched Jalen in 22. He played great. He played great in 2022.
Okay, so
great.
Was his season last year better than the one he had the year before that? Under Petullo.
No.
Statistically. He beat that word up.
But I don't understand how could you just decide he goes down in five stats and that's okay? He was worse also, we don't need all these stats. We have eyes. He didn't play well last year. In 22, he finished second in MVP voting.
No, what I'm trying to get you to see is I know he didn't play well. But when you look at his stats, like we're trying to use now, his stats were better than the year that he had before that.
Okay.
They were better.
Is a win a stat?
To me, for a quarterback, yes,
okay.
It is.
So if you want to take stats out of it, then take stats out of it. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
If he was statistically better last year, is your point, then 24, they won the Super Bowl in 24. They won more the year that he wasn't statistically as good, according to you.
He was better last year. You remember when we was talking about Kevin Petullo?
He didn't win as much last year.
We was talking about Kevin Petullo was bad and everything, and I would sit here and say, well, hey, statistically he was better than he was the year before. He was like, oh, that don't count.
No, that's the point. They're not winning as much with better volume stats.
All right. Let's go to Bruce in Wallingford. Maybe he can help us out because we're tripped up.
Well, Slick Rick was there.
I am sorry. We'll get back
Slick.
To him.
Okay, far. Sorry.
Bruce?
Bruce,
good morning.
You guys, good morning. Good morning. I think your interpretation of the statistic is flawed. And as the third guy on your show, I forget his name.
Kyle.
Stated.
Who knows?
It's not so black and so white.
I agree with that. I think it's not a black and white thing. Yep.
That number next to Jalen Hurts' name, which says, 60, whatever it says, mm-hmm. 68 and 22 or whatever that
Something
number
like
is,
that. Yes.
Which is a very impressive number,
mm-hmm.
is only indicative of the fact that Jalen Hurts played in games that his team won at that rate. So, that's all it means, because it's a team sport. He can't win without the other guys that are on the team. He can't win without a great offensive line. He can't win without a decent defense.
I agree.
And if he gets all of them...
Bruce, I agree. And he can also lose when he does great and they don't help him, and that's happened.
And it just is odd to me. That when it comes to Jalen, for whatever reason, all of those things are always brought up and just say that, hey, the guy just wins. That's what's annoying, because it's like we try to split hairs and pick out different things that Jalen does different or does wrong. Jalen wins football games. That's the bottom line. And in the NFL, this is a bottom line business. So you can pick out and cherry pick stats all you want. It's a bottom line business.
That's exactly
and you know
right.
what? The bottom line is he figures out ways to win.
Yeah, sometimes. But sometimes he can't be. He's
Guess
not
who
given
else doesn't win all
win.
The time? Guess who else doesn't win all the time? Tom Brady. But we don't talk about that with him. We talk about it with Jalen, though.
I don't understand.
What is it that you don't understand?
No, we'll have, Bruce,
I'm talking right now. We sit here all day long, and we sit here, and we talk about, oh, it wasn't Jalen, it was Saquon, or it wasn't Jalen, it was so-and-so-and-so. Jalen was the quarterback. Bottom line, he was the quarterback. He was the one that he was the straw that stirred the drink. Whether or not he had a good game or not, he figured out a way to win.
What's the point of watching the game then and seeing who did what when they win? Don't watch it. That's
for when we do a show. But at the end of the day, Jalen Hurts was the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles that won the Super Bowl and won the MVP.
But like, I feel the same way about Troy Aikman in the 90s. Troy Aikman wasn't a great player. Now he played
Troy
well.
Troy was in the Hall of Fame, though.
That's wonderful. I mean, there's a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame. Troy Aikman.
Wow.
Troy Aikman didn't drag them there. Troy Aikman was on a great football team. I don't assign. Do you sign all those wins to Troy Aikman?
Was he the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys?
You know
when they
the
won?
Answer to that. Awesome. Do you as a fan assign all those wins to Troy Aikman?
No, as a former football player, I do.
I just don't like of all
and
the things you said today.
Again,
you played the game,
and again, it's not. Some things are not meant for you to understand, but that's just the way it is.
So you had nothing to do with the wins.
You know what? It was Donovan, the quarterback of the team when he was playing.
Uh-huh.
It was on him. We helped him out tremendously, though.
That's the whole point of this. That's what I mean.
No, it's not. Okay,
you helped out Donovan.
Okay, it is.
Midday Show. Scott Fransky next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.